Welcome to The Ether. Today is Wednesday, April 20th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Intern Capital. Everyone knows interns make the world go round, so when it comes to picking out your interns, make sure you choose the best. The best, you say? That's right, the best. And everyone knows all the best interns come from Intern Capital. Be sure to follow Intern Capital on Twitter and go mint yourself an intern over on One Planet. There's still time. Links are in the show notes. For more information, check out intern.capital and be sure to follow Intern Capital on Twitter for daily ship posts and stock tips. Wah! TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the pre-mint SDLC 420 space on 420, hosted by the DeFi Jedi. Let's take a listen.
Hey, good morning, everybody, or afternoon, 420. Let me get some speakers up here. Boom, I already see a Cosimo Medici in the listeners, Snoop Dogg, Stone Duck. All right, Stone Ducks, I'm going to send you an invite to co-host, and then Nowhere inviting you to speak. Hopefully my phone's working right and everybody's getting their invites here. I heard the little notification somebody was able to get joined up. That'd be, cool, Stone Ducks, you accepted. Mickey, hi, buddy. Ah, I see Crazy in here, Crazy DJ, Terra Cultivator. Lloyd, Soldier 73. I see you, Chef Boy RG. I'll give it a minute here for a few more people to join. Yeah, and while we're giving it a moment for a couple people to join, I think it's only right to make things all right in the world that I do a pre-AMA dab. I've got these killer little donuts I got from my dispensary. They've got like a little rock, like two different kinds of rosin in them. Oh, yeah. Jedi's going to be feeling like 420. And we're doing, don't forget, giveaways during the AMA today. Highly encouraged to make your PFP a stoned duck. If you don't have a stoned duck, borrow one. I'll put a couple out there. Maybe, I don't know. I know not all of you are going to change it, so don't worry about that. But I'm just trying to like spread the stony duckness everywhere. And oh, I just dropped a huge dab. So I'm going to be coughing in a second here.
Hey, hello, everybody.
Hey.
Woo. How are you, man?
I am fantastic. Just doing a pre-AMA dab. I'm sorry to cough in your ears, guys. Hopefully
this fucking go.
Oh yeah. Woo! That is good stuff. Damn, it tastes so good too. Woo, 420 UTC. I don't know. I know we got peeps all over the world. So first thing I did when I got up this morning is I walked over and, you know, said good morning 420 and then like shot a video and did a dab. It was ready to go. It was go time. So this is going to be like, we've got a banging day, man. We've got the Stone Ducks minting, right? Just started minting right now.
Yes, sir.
Got you guys lined up right here, ready to chat. We've got a couple of giveaways that are live. We're going to give away two of your guys' Stone Ducks during this this AMA. And we're going to mint them live while we're on the AMA. That's what we're going to do is we're going to mint them and then immediately post it and then give it away. So kind of like a show and tell, hopefully, because as long as they don't, I'm going to go mint them here in a minute, make sure that we show which ones we're going to give away. And then I think that maybe we'll get started here, but let me grab, put this this bong. It keeps falling in my hands. I don't even know how. It's just like, hey, Jedi, boom. It's like my lightsaber, you know? I just kind of use the force and it slides across the desk directly into my hands.
Yeah, like it really gets that feeling when you're really high and you're like playing with a lighter to light the blunt or something.
Yes. I love it. And then like playing with the smoke, you know, like letting it just kind of waft up and watching it make different shapes. I'm like, dude, you're such a stoner sometimes, bro. Just buckle down, get back to work. It's not that cool. And then you're like, yeah, it is pretty fucking cool. So who else? Is there anybody else we want to bring up to speak? Or are we good with you guys, you up here? Anybody else? I'll let you guys invite up if you see anybody. And then if anybody joins and they have a question, we'll get to those here in just a little bit. We'll pause and we'll do a giveaway and then we'll finish up and do the open-handed questions. But for now, it's time. It's mint day. Let's get started, man. How's it going? You guys tracking the progress of the mint? What do we got going on?
Yes, sir. I'm just so excited, man. Like, just finally having my own ducks and I'm going to mint like a heap on public too. Like, because like some of my ETH friends too, like many people don't like whitelist that I know, so I will have to like get a few more then. But yeah.
Well, we all know it's not like, I don't want to say it's truth or lore or whatnot, but like we know you don't. It can't be proven, but there's myth out there. I don't want to say it's true. I'm just trying to preface this that. Nobody gets good shit on whitelist. You have to wait till the public. It's like all the good stuff saved till the end. I'm not saying that's what's happening, but that's usually what happens. So I know what you're saying though. Like I hate minting everything on whitelist. I like to mint in public too, because I feel like that last minute mint right before, you know, like when it gets picked up, that's when the best luck is.
Yeah, people are like kind of superstitious nearly when it comes to like NFT stuff. It's totally weird. Like some people think like, oh, and I have to have like this number or anything. And like, no, man, it's just random, bro. Like you're either lucky or you're not.
Okay. So, I mean, I occasionally cheat and use the force and I'm like, I need number 69. So I wait until I think it's the proper time and then I hit mint. And then I'm like, I need number 420. So I wait another few seconds and I hit mint again. It doesn't work very often, but sometimes I think I'm in tune with it and it happens, you know. dude, that's awesome. All right. So we have the private whitelist, right? That is live right now. I was able to grab a few, right? You guys had a few other people grab some, I can see.
Yeah, of course. Like, yeah, I'm pretty content so far. I mean, we have like over an hour still going, and I would clock out like a little before that because I still have to do like stuff for the comic and for the music because all the stuff is like supposed to drop like not too far away, like without giving exact dates.
Yes.
So like I nearly have to like keep on hustling. I I will just do a short break to mint my ducks on public and then yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. So What? Okay, I'm so a little bit too high, so I don't know how long until the public mint goes live. I'm not tracking that. How long until that goes
live? It's 5:42 p.m. UTC.
Okay, so like an hour and a half? Is that right?
Yeah, like something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay, cool. See, I just wanted to shout that out. I knew I was like, okay, I've got to mint a few as soon as it goes public. That's for sure. I'm gonna mint a bunch, but I won't say how many because people get like, oh, hey, don't be a whale.
And yeah, take all me, the neither, good stuff. Me neither. Me neither.
But with that, you know, hey, how long is the launch pad open for? You know, yeah.
We planned for 1 to 2 weeks. And if mint out should not occur until then, until at least a certain percentage where we can continue the project like without any holdups, then maybe a bit longer to kick off some more marketing. But planned for now, it's just 7 days. Like, okay. Maybe we make it longer, but planned for now, it's just 7 days.
Okay, cool. I've seen some mints, you know, that go for months and stuff, and 7 days is righteous. Yeah. I like that, man. Because the community will grow and make that decision for us, whether it mints out now,
absolutely,
or in 7 days, or where we end up. I love it. But you know, like the community, speaking of, like, hey, you know, you guys are in Terra. Like, how did you guys, you know, the founders, how did you guys discover Terra? How's the ecosystem treated you? Like, you know, tell me about it.
So me personally, how I discovered Terra, it was shared to me by Inverse Brass Malting when it was like at when Luna was $3 or something.
Yeah.
And I jumped out way too early. And yeah, it's just how it goes. Like, not every trade is a perfect one. But then I started digging into the ecosystem when I heard about Mirror and Anchor.
Yeah. Sorry, I just walked out the
ground. Yeah, no problem. I could imagine what you just said.
Sorry, I was walking out grabbing a bottle of water while we were chatting. I forgot to hit mute. But so you guys, you bought in at $3. You turned a profit, but you're back. You're still here, obviously.
Yeah, of course. Like, the people are very interesting, and I think like the ecosystem itself, like being based on Cosmos, but just like I have the feeling people are often in this space to really build something, and that really like something comes around, and yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Nice. Yeah, and you came to the right area, right? Like that's it. I heard the Stone Ducks. I heard the other.
Yeah, I was just gonna ask how loud my background was.
Yeah, yeah.
I apologize. I had to get out of the house away from the kids for this, so I'm at a restaurant. They got music. Well, is the background too loud?
No, you're good. I can hear you. Can you guys hear me all right?
I think you know how I got started in the Terra Space Jedi.
are we gonna do the review now?
You know, there's somebody I love Terra, and my dream has been to bring as many amazing people together in the ecosystem as I can. And is that kind of how you got here, Stone Duck?
Yeah, I'm a big Beef Maxi, and once you and your council introduced me to Terra, I kind of fell in love with it. Everybody over there is so welcoming and stuff. So I just like, hey, man, I love it. I want to run with it. I want to do something. So Stone Ducks formed.
I have a sneaking suspicion I've heard this voice before. Sounds familiar. It's Eth Maxi. Oh, no. Where'd he go?
Maybe he got too nervous.
Maybe he got, you know, I mean, I do recognize. Hey, wait, there's a TMNT here. He's speak. Let's add him as a speaker. Who is that guy?
My bad. I got disconnected.
Bro.
My bad.
What up?
Surprise, surprise, huh?
Oh, you know what? This is the way. I have been so excited to hear this moment. Come on, brother. Speak aloud. Tell us how you got here. A little more about it. I just want people to know who you are. And this is awesome. I'm so excited.
I don't know. I fell in love with, like I said a few minutes ago, I fell in love with Terra, man. Once you guys introduced it to me. I love the artwork from another project. I wanted to make it different and on a different chain to take nothing away from that project. And I know we had talked about it. I had kind of ran the idea by you originally, but yeah. I had already began working on it like a month or two before that. I just wanted to see what your thoughts were. And you seemed to love it. So I was like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's see what happens. And since then I've met Don there, and he's been amazing, and I've got some few other people on the team. It was incredible, man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, man. Thank you for giving me the chance to work on your project and give it my all.
Yeah, man.
It's amazing.
Yeah, you've been awesome.
You too, bro. Man, I just know we gonna rock it, bro.
We now have a doxed founder in our midst, an ETH Maxi. We have, dude. I don't know if whenever people have a space with me, there's a tendency that somebody gets doxed by accident or because I tend to dabble.
It's true.
I tend to dabble. I do my spaces. And I forget that I'm talking to maybe somebody else. So even if I don't know, sometimes I'll dox somebody on accident, not even meaning to. I'll dox somebody that's not even on the call. I'll just mention somebody's name and then I have to go back and I'm like, hey, hopefully somebody can redact that later for me.
And I am completely doxed, by the way. If you go through my profile, there are pictures of me.
Yes, dude.
If anybody has any concerns.
I have zero. I trust Turtle with my lightsaber. This guy, he actually turned him and a couple of his friends from ETH, DJen Ren, and I don't even know how or where, but these guys have turned me on to some bangers, right? Some stuff where I was able to get to know some awesome projects, some awesome people, and really grow the community, right? Because this is what it's about, is connecting good people with other good people to make this small community the biggest in crypto in the entire blockchain. Because I feel like this is, and a lot of people that are here, the most important developing blockchain in the entire crypto ecosystem. So, having somebody who has that ETH background or Solana background, I know that I followed you guys into a few different mints and you guys led me down the right path. And then I kind of kept you guys as close as I possibly could for as long as I could to help try and brainwash you with the power of the moon. And I'm glad that it worked.
It definitely worked.
Dude, that's so awesome. Well, that I didn't expect, but now that you're here, now that you're talking, I can remember some of this, the conversations we'd had and things that we talked about before you started this, different projects.
Yeah,
you've had a vision for a long time. You've had this, right?
Oh yeah, this is I've been working on this for 6, 7, 8 months maybe. It's been a while.
Yeah, dude, this is awesome. Well, I don't want to, I know that we had a list of questions for the AMA and I don't want to skip around. I want to kind of stick to the order at hand, but at the same time, and we've already got our doc artist now. We've got so much to about the history of where this came from. But there are some one-on-ones, and I just got to get back on that topic because you may get some freaking cool ones, man. How many are there?
So there are 7 for the advisors, aka the council. And then there's the Bat Duck, who was a community contest that the winner of that contest, got the one of one, and then I'm gonna send that to that person.
Is that Merkid? Is that the name on the contest that won that one?
No, that's Dirty Doms. He's an ETH Maxi too.
Oh, nice.
So I've got him over here. But then there are nine that are available for the public mint. And speaking of one-of-ones, I know I have my TMNT one right there. I'm not going to keep that. I'm actually going to give that away. Details will follow shortly. I'll make an announcement. I'll make a tweet. But I don't think it's fair for me to have a one-of-one. Just hand it to me.
Dude, I love where this is going. You know what? I feel encouraged. I think that there's going to be something we should do with the Jedi 101 duck. I feel like maybe my Jedi 101 is too cool to be held by just one Jedi. It should go back out to the community, sir.
That, I mean, that's completely up to you. That was yours as a gift for you for helping us out. So.
Dude, I am inspired by what you're doing here today. So I'm gonna get in touch with you and Angel Protocol, and we'll set it up today, man. We're gonna do something with it, and we'll raise some funds with it. I think maybe that would be the best way to do it.
Oh yeah, definitely, that'd be awesome to do that.
So either that, I think you know, just give it all to Angel, and then you know, let somebody who wants it, you know, make a donation. You know, we'll figure it out. But I think that, fuck yeah, I think that's gonna happen, dude.
Awesome. Yeah, I just didn't think it was right for me to hold one. Just hand it to me.
Dude, that's so cool, man. Way to, I love it, man. Giving back to the community, giving back to your fans. Dude, I'm glad that this came together, like, beyond just the fact that, you know, I got to be a little bit of a part of it, because, you know, having you as a friend and part of the council was like, you know, a gift when this project started, because I had a vision. I wanted to do something. I wanted to see somebody do something similar, and I wasn't happy with what I had been seeing from some people that were talking to me about, you know, like, hey, what do you think about this? And I was like, nah, that's not right. Nah, not quite right. Like, and then this thing appeared, and man, you guys nailed it. You know, you said there is the, how many are left to mint? Nine?
There are nine that are available for public.
And who? There's some famous ducks, right? Are they in there?
Yeah, there's a Snoop Duck. There's a Willie Nelson, Post Malone. There's a Mighty Duck, inspired by the movie in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, dude.
There's a golden one that I had tweeted out this morning. There's a Bob Marley. Yeah. Actually, the Bob Marley one was one I completely forgot about until last night. I had never seen it. And I was just scrolling through the one of ones that the artist had sent. And I was like, oh, man, I never saw this one. This one's dope. So that was a nice surprise.
Yeah. I have to look for that one now.
Yeah, and then there are a few more out there. I want to keep one of them a secret. I can't wait to see the reaction of whoever mints it. It's pretty epic.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I can't wait. That's gonna be like, I want to see somebody post it, and that's also reminds me, like, I saw one of your recent tweets. You had some ducks in there that you give back the 105 USD if you mint them, right?
Yeah, that's the Snoop Duck, Post Malone, or the Golden Duck. If you mint one of those one of ones, I will give you back your 105 USD.
Oh yeah, dude, that sounds like a 420 pack if ever I did. Like, you got Posty and Snoop and the Golden Duck, man. That's like, yeah.
So there's a few people that were wondering why we did Post Malone, because he doesn't smoke weed anymore, but he used to be a big pothead. I mean, he even had his own line of, like, papers, and I think he was even working on his own strains. So that's kind of why we did it. If there's anybody in here that was wondering, because we had several questions about it.
Oh, good. I wouldn't even thought about that, because I didn't know he didn't smoke anymore at all. When did he stop, like?
It's been, I think, a year or two ago. Yeah.
Gotcha. My wife wants me to slow down, she said. Like, don't smoke from the time you wake up till the time you wake up, 24/7. I don't know, man. But encouraged by the the people that are still able to, I guess I would say, not smoke on a daily basis, because my head is like, after so many, I don't want to call them concussions and stupid things. I grew up really dumb as a kid. Well, I'm still dumb now. I'm just dumber because I've been hitting the head too many times. But like, I think that my doctor and I counted 19 concussions that we could collect of times where I blacked out from, you know, a head hit.
Whoa.
And so like I smoke every day. It helps with my tremors, my my shakes. So otherwise my and it helps with my anxiety. But that is another story for another day. We'll get back to what's really important here is it is 420. I do love I love to talk about cannabis. You guys are around, you know, Stone Duck, so I don't feel bad talking about it with this group here. I actually feel very at home amongst my friends. But Posty Malone, I still love the dude. One of my favorite artists, Snoop Dogg, Cosmo Medici. He could be here in secret. You never know. I know that he's a fan of Luna. We know that he is a early investor in Talus. I believe it's Talus. And there's even a tribute like Cosmo Medici or Snoop Dogg 101. Terrence, that is super, super dope. So kind of another cool, like, one that is famous around here is as a lunatic that is in secret, that Cosmo with Dichi, fucking ninja 420. You met one of those guys, you get it back, so you essentially get your kick ass Stone Duck for free. I like my chances, man.
Yeah, man.
Ooh, all right, so let's get into it now. This is the meat and potatoes. This is the this is the moon rock. What's that? You know, you roll your flower in rosin and then in keef, and then you smoke it all at once. It's time to get to the moon rock of the hour of the Stone Ducks. What's the core utility?
Okay, let's go. So just to go over it real quick, what like holders can really expect of having a Stone Duck? Like, why should you have a Stone Duck aside from like the fire ass art that like deserves to be sold out alone? But yeah, apart from that, Stone Duck holders will decide together with the founders on the future of the brand. Stone Duck holders will be eligible for giveaways from the anchor yield and secondary fees, since nearly all funds except for like 10% that will go to the team so we can like eat while working for you will go to anchor yield, and giveaways will be monthly. There's a special NFT staking model where you will get more rewards when you have more Stone Ducks staked. So, yeah. And lockup periods will also be implemented and will be, like, tailored to, like, specific terms. Holding 3 Stone Ducks or more will make you eligible for a female duck, which is our second collection. And I can't wait to show you guys. Like, I've seen things, and staking SDLC token, which will be released once use cases are established, will also be possible, and will have further rewards. And like maybe to top it off, holding 8 Stone Ducks or more will get you an access to a secret alpha group offering like everything from individual charting, connecting, information, marketing, trading bots, etc. And also, we plan a sub-community reward program where people that build sub-communities will be rewarded in UST.
Okay, so there's utility at every level. 1, 3,
yes, 8. Sir.
Dude, that's awesome. So I love that. That's one of the things that people are looking for in an NFT and in a community they're going to join. Not only do they want to be there, right, just for the community, just for the art, but they want utility.
Yeah, facts. And they want like something special and unique too, I think. Like we have like the concept to let the community vote if and where a location for an R&B is suitable after second collection. So second collection will also have like own benefits, of course. And oh man, I don't want to spoil all the alpha like before we even mint it out. So
this is my job. There is a small amount of focus on trying to lure you into conversations that you may have not been briefed previously about, to where you may spill the beans.
Can I have you do me something, Jedi? I tweeted from the StoneDuck account right when the spaces started. Is there any way you could pin that? Kind of gives people kind of something that's maybe to come. Maybe.
Let me see if I can.
A little bit extra alpha. It's pinned, yes. Pinned on our page.
I am on an iPhone, and does anybody know how to pin something?
I couldn't figure it out.
Neither can I.
So maybe you can't. Well, no, you have to be able to, because you can't speak on if you're on a PC.
No, that's what I was going to say. It's like I wonder if I could pin it if I was on a PC, because I could just join for a second from my computer and pin it. But let me just retweet it at least. You know, I'll put it on the top of my.
Yeah, okay. we can still pin it after the spaces. I don't think we will have the spaces forever.
Yeah, I wish that I could have it in the spaces, because then people that are here, I could be like, yo, let's hit this. I need to get a spaces phone. You know what? I have one of my old phones from when I worked at that telecom company, Verizon, and I think it's like an S9. I remember using it for spaces for the first time, when I first joined the spaces way long ago, and it about melted my hand. So I've been doing the spaces on my iPhone ever since. And now I need... Okay, so StoneDuck's yelling, ready for what we're bringing to the game. Mint is live now. Which one was it that you wanted me to pin there, sir? That one?
Yeah, that one. If you watch the GIF, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. I
can't confirm or deny that something like that is to come, but it's out there.
Yeah, I know what that is. I love that. Let me try something. I'm going to see if I can pin it to the top of my profile really quick. I have pin ability here, I think. Yes. What I'll do, unretweet, and I'm going to do a retweet to pin. I have this little crazy tool that allows me to pin your tweet as though it's mine. So you are now pinned at the top of my profile. So, hey guys, right now, go check out the pinned tweet on top of my profile. So just tap my profile and go to my homepage. There is a little alpha leak that is cool as hell. And that would be so cool. Oh, I love this. I don't even know. I guess I can't explain, but can we explain more? Anything? Like, you think this might be happening?
I mean, it's an animated NFT of the StoneDuck, so I'll let you guys do with that as you please. Let your minds wander.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. We've got some utility, we've got some alpha, we've got a good price, $105
USD. we got the first teaser for StoneDuck's music dropping today also.
Oh man, okay, so that's a lot of stuff, man. Holy cow, you guys got so much. What's coming first, the music later today, right?
Yes sir.
And then we've got some other alpha that we've dropped. Let's just say you sold out right now when we go public here in a little bit and it just goes bonkers. What's the next step for StoneDuck?
Accomplish the goals from the medium, the roadmap established in the medium and what we talked about in last spaces, which I really, really recommend to check listeners to also listen to. That would be sick. And yeah. It's already a lot of work to already realize what we spoiled, plus we have to keep some cards still in our hands. So yeah.
uh 52 cards, show them all. That's my goal. I'm trying to get as much as I can. Oh my guys. I want to pause for just a second because I have a couple more questions I want to get through, but I want to do a giveaway. And I think, I don't know, I can take a snapshot of who's in here and then try and do a randomizer really quick here.
What if everybody that's in the space retweets that one that you just pinned, and then I'll do the randomizer from that?
Perfect. There you go, guys. That's what we'll do. And then
I'll double check to make sure the winner's in the space.
Perfect. All right, guys, you heard that. So
let's give them like 10 minutes or so.
Okay, perfect. Let's do that. So you guys have like 10 minutes. I will post that. It's pinned on my top of my wall. So go retweet that to enter. That way, when the randomizer drawing is done, you get entered into the giveaway. Boom. That would be awesome. That is the better way to do it because I can't. It would take me forever. I'd have to be like adding all these people's names and stuff. And I would not be able to do anything else because.
Oh, can you add Craze as a speaker? He said he knows how to pin stuff in here.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Or Craze, if you want to request to speak, might be easy. There we go.
Yeah, I got him up here now. He can help us out. Crazy Dejan.
Yeah. Hey, what up?
Can you hear us, Craze? He sent me a DM saying he had to do it if we had him.
Yeah. What's going on, my guys?
Hey. Welcome. Thanks for joining, bro, man. It's been a hot minute since I've had a chance to get you on a voice chat with me.
Oh yeah, I've been on here the whole time. Just got other things going on, but
that's what I mean, dude. I know how busy you are, bro. You're even busier than I am.
That's impossible. To have a pin though, so I think there's just something wrong with the spaces right now. You're supposed to just share and then pin
the space.
Yeah, it's not working.
That's no problem. It's on Jedi's profile. It's pinned there, so
I think maybe Craze has a bad connection too.
Yeah, I was getting some bad feedback on his.
You there, bro?
I think he dropped back down.
Okay.
I'm going to try one more time. Yeah, I don't. I'll be here all day, guys, if I try and pin it. We're just going to have to go with the one that's on my wall.
Yeah,
sorry,
five more minutes, and then I'll do the randomizer.
Awesome, guys. Yeah, go retweet the top tweet on my wall. It's pinned. You can't miss it. That way you're going to get a mint. I got to mint a duck really quick. And
let's go.
Yeah. All right. Mint one. Oh, I got to refresh now. All right. I don't know how I'm going to post this. Wait, I'll just post the picture as soon as it mints because this is a beauty. Come on. Oh, you're going so slow. Oh, sweet. We've got a puffer. I'll just post it. We've got a puffer vest with some green nugs on a yellow hat. He's orange, smoking a J. This dude is sweet.
Sick.
Yes. I will reply in the giveaway tweet which one we're giving away number right now. And it will be...
Yeah, our artist is so humble. He wants to remain anonymous. He's on Discord under Dollcatcher, but he doesn't want to speak. He doesn't want to be known. He's just the most humble person, but the art is incredible.
Dude, the art, hell yeah, man. And that's, you know what? An artist is, they're allowed to have their privacy. At least I have the founder here, and, I know where you come from and what you've done for other projects, and how much you've helped other communities, and like, you're a resourceful dude. You've got a long reach too. So I'm glad that you are involved with this Stone Deck.
Yeah, it's just getting the people to the Terra space. That's been my biggest challenge. I've got several over, but I'm working on a lot more.
Yeah. The challenge, right, that you're describing of getting people to come to Lunaterra, and that's like my biggest thing has always been barrier of entry. People don't like how hard it is to, not just move to Terra, but like, it's not easy. Like, it's kind of frustrating the first time you use it. Like, if you don't know, you have to have UST and Luna in your wallet at the same time to make sure you don't get, you can do things. Like, you've got to read a little bit before you do it. You can't just ape like you can on ETH or Binance or, BSC.
Exactly. Yes. And with that, I mean, you have to have a Terra station wallet, or I'm sure there's several wallets, but like on ETH and BSC and AVAX and all the other ones, you can use MetaMask. You need one wallet. I think that's a lot of people don't want to install another one.
Yep. And the first time, I mean, this is how new I was when I first got into Luna, is my first wallet I ever had was a Trust wallet. And then I got MetaMask, and I didn't want a third wallet. I was like, no. So I didn't buy Luna off from a decentralized finance. At first, I just went over to Voyager and bought it on Voyager, because I was like, you know what? I don't know. I don't got the time to go download and learn another wallet. I ain't got to deal with that stuff. So I really screwed myself up because I started sending some of that Luna from Voyager, and it was getting wrapped when I sent it to my MetaMask wallet. Like, that's what a dumb ape does when you don't actually understand, that there's two different kinds of wallets, right? Like, ended up with some wrapped Luna in my MetaMask wallet with an Ethereum wrap. Like, how the fuck did I do that?
That's similar. This same thing happened to me when I first started on Luna. People was like, hey, do you have Luna? I was like, yeah, I just bought some and sent it. I sent it to my KuCoin, so I definitely have Luna. Like, no, like a Luna wallet. I was like, oh, no, I did not.
Exactly. The one thing I love about the art, like what you guys are doing and the community, is you guys have an open community, right? The Stoner community is one of the best in the space.
You bring in
that cool art, and that's going to go across multi-chains.
Yeah, hopefully. Yep, that's the goal.
That's the goal. I think we're doing a giveaway. We've got...
there's technically 1 minute left. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and get it loaded up.
Cool. 1 minute left to enter the giveaway. Go retweet the pinned tweet on my homepage or on Stone Duck's homepage. Is it on yours as well, Turtle?
Yeah, but I prefer to be one awesome. Or the other because of the tweet picker. You can only load one tweet.
Oh, you're right. So do it on mine. Do it on yours, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry. Good call. While you're loading that tweet for the picker, I'm gonna ask for another time. Any other alpha you guys want to drop right now?
I don't think we have anything else that we're ready to drop right now.
good. I was just making sure. I gotta beg and plead, and try and make you guys slip up if you forgot that somebody wasn't supposed to say something.
Right on, yeah.
And I know we're gonna have a couple of questions coming up from the audience, so I'm gonna bring a couple people up. I think there were a couple more on the list, but I think we kind of covered most of the topics that I think we really wanted to get into. So I think what we'll do is after this first giveaway, we'll open up to some questions from the audience. Is that cool, guys? Did I just rug myself?
Yeah, no, that's fine. Sorry, I've got my spaces closed. I'm going to run that giveaway real quick.
Oh, okay,
so Don, if you can answer whatever for a minute.
Don, cool.
Yeah, of course.
Don, oh, you know what, though? I did have... I had one other question because I know that this was important, right? I wanted to know, like, you guys launched on 420?
Yeah. It had to be 420. It couldn't be like any other day.
Dude, how did you guys make that happen? You guys, like, that's perfection.
Yeah, it was difficult, to be honest, because like we spoke to nearly every launch pad, so there were like many talks and thinking about like how we can make the date happen and etc. And in the end, like, nowhere was the perfect choice because, like, they were so nice. Like, they're so such chats. Like, honestly, dude, very, very nice people. And yeah, we decided to launch on Nowhere. But for the super hardcore diehard Luard fans, like, we also will have a secondary on Luard because, like, Luard is cool as hell. Not gonna lie. So yeah. Dude.
They have a whole different, you know, following, it seems like, almost from their own, like, built up platform that they've, you know, just brought in their own people.
Yeah, it's impressive. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah. But I mean, now we go back, you guys are using the first launch pad in Luna, Nowhere Art.
Yes, the OG.
Yeah, dude, I'm digging that. You know, it wasn't too long ago that I was like, Nowhere Art is getting so outdated, and I was like, kind of being a bummer about it. And then I was looking at my, you know, a couple of my NFTs, and I was doing the space loot where you, you know, you can take your space loot and turn it into the ship. And I'm like, dude, that's still pretty cool stuff, right? And then, bam, they launched this V3 and completely changed the game.
So smooth, like the interface, like the layout, everything. I love it.
So sorry, guys, interrupt. I got a winner, but it is the first winner was Nowhere Art. So I don't know, should. Do they want to come up? Do they want to give it away? Do they want to keep it? Do they want me to redraw? What should I do?
That's a good question. I don't know if we should like give it to Nowhere Art, or if we should just redraw it.
I think let's redraw. Let's redraw.
Redraw. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he's cool with it. As much as I want to give it to them, I think we redraw. He's cool with that, I'm sure. That's right. You know, so now Nowhere Art is doing a giveaway. They're giving away a stone duck. The one that they just won, we're re-rolling. Oh, that's awesome. He's rolling for the duck. We've got also after this one, we'll do one more duck giveaway. I'll have him roll one more. If you've already retweeted the tweet, you're good. But if you've joined after that, or recently, make sure you retweet my pinned tweet.
Wow, it's Sarah. It's Sammy's wife, Sarah, in here.
What?
Wants to be in the space. Yep, I see her down there.
Can you feel the love tonight? I'm a terrible singer, guys. I apologize for that. I just felt like singing Lion King for some reason when I heard that it was Sarah. Is that who won?
Yep, I replied with the winner.
Nice. I will go retweet it, sir. I have a confession I'm gonna make. I turned off all my notifications on all things, like my everything. So the only way I notice notifications is if I'm actually like, I have to go look for them. Like I turn them all off. There's too many. I was getting bombarded, so I turned them all off. Now I turn my Twitter one on, and my phone, it dies too fast. It's like it doesn't last the whole day because the notifications. But I'm starting to realize that people probably think I'm kind of a dick sometimes because I was realizing how many people I missed the replies to. I'm still learning that I'm missing a ton of replies and stuff. But guys, if I never reply to you, it's not because I'm ignoring you or I don't love you. It's because I get overwhelmed with notifications and I don't look. I just kind of do. And so I miss a lot of shit. So many apologies to anybody that I don't reply to and you think that it's just because I'm a dick. I'm not meaning to be. I think it has to do with the overwhelmingness of how many notifications. When I got into the crypto space, when I got into this, the cannabis crypto 420 friends, you guys, all you fucking awesome people. I was because I really was, I'd had enough with corporate bullshit. Like, and I had enough with dealing with the people that corporate was, I want to say, screwing over or taking advantage of or misleading or, and so on a daily basis, I got more phone calls, more emails, more notifications on my phone and my work phone and my personal phone, because somehow my personal phone would get leaked to somebody's store and then it would go across to another store. But I had like 500 to 700 reps that would try and get a hold of me on any given day. And it was always bad news because there was always somebody who got misled or misquoted on their fucking Verizon bill. So I have like serious PTSD from notifications anymore. I'm like, fuck it, fam. I turn them all off. So the notifications, you guys, I might miss something, but that's me just kind of rambling for a minute because I want to do another giveaway here in a minute. And I wasn't sure if we want to do it right now or after we take a few questions from the audience, if you're ready.
Let's take a few questions from the audience. I would like to have about 10, 15 minutes before public opens.
Perfect.
Just to kind of gather, talk with the team and stuff.
Correct. I know we have Sarah. She just won. She requested I'll invite to speak. And then Barefoot Rabbit. Yes. I will invite you up to speak, sir. Anybody else that wants to speak, I'll invite you up.
It's for the Stone Duck.
Yes,
Sarah. Hey, what up?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, Barefoot Rabbit.
Two questions.
Hey,
for
you good? Stone Duck.
The first question is, what will the funds be used for? Because it's a lot of money you guys are like asking for. You know what I mean? 100 times 5,000 NFTs, that's like 500,000, you know what I mean? So we're wondering what the funds will be used for. And then why this art, you know what I mean? Like,
no problem. Chose. So funds will be used like described in the Medium. Like, I don't want to like say something wrong. So the details are in the Medium, like every single percentage. And we only take 10%. Like, so we won't be rich or something from that. We just
okay. Will you guys show like taxes, like a taxes and all that?
The rest will be used to stake in Anchor for giveaways to holders and to purchase and establish the lifestyle brand and products like clothes, music, vinyls, SDLC stories, smoking supplies, eventually CBD products, eventually in legal states, different products, the death
I feel you. The only thing I say about that, as long as you show the tax history of what you guys are sending out, that's all that matters. Like, as long as the funds are staying in the treasury, like, that's still cool. It's just, we don't want to see like funds just like start disappearing, you know what I mean? So
We plan to use TNS to have like full transparency about like the treasury. So yeah.
Okay, that works. Thank you guys.
Yeah, you
welcome. Questions. Dude, thanks, Barefoot Rabbits, man. I know
I know $500,000 is a lot of money. But if you read the Medium, you will understand why we were going for such a large amount.
Well, you guys will you'll hear of me. Like, my actual name is Wizard. Like, I'm everywhere. Like, when it comes to NFTs, I've done this for like 2 years, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter what like a piece of paper says. It matters what you guys say, like, when I ask you, you know what I mean? Like, anybody could write anything down. Like, that's not hard. But when we ask you guys and how you guys talk and respond is what really matters. You guys answered quick and fast, you know what I mean? So makes me feel confident. Thank you guys.
Right, no problem, man. Like, we both I'm here since like 2017 and was like back then writing China coins and all that, so I feel where you come from. Like, crypto is the Wild West and you have
to like I got rubbed so many times on BNB shitcoin.
Bad it was.
That's how I met the founder of this.
We've been rugged many times together.
And that's how I actually found him, and we became I started to learn about him and trusted him, and I had no idea that this project was his. He I love the fact that you doxed and everybody gets to know who you are. And I had a huge dream of making a stoned something, a stoner club on Luna, but I couldn't do it. There's no possible way. I didn't have the power, the knowledge, I didn't have what it would take. And I was talking in my Telegram with a bunch of my council guys. You know, we were just chatting about the upcoming mints that were coming on Luna, which ones we liked, which ones we didn't like, what we were gonna ape into, right? And you know, we were like, there's nothing for stoners. And I'm always, you know, talking about weed and NFTs, and we all aped into a you know, different ones, and we got rugged in BNB together and all this stuff. We eventually you know, kind of became friends and just started tweeting together and talking and you know, kind of dropping alpha to help each other out. Along comes this Stone Ducks thing, and he's like, dude, check out Stone Ducks. And I was like, dude, somebody stole your idea. Because he actually kind of had pitched an idea. He's like, dude, we should do like a Stone Duck. You know, what do you think? He's like, I really like the ducks. And I'm like, I was trying to tell him to do apes, and he's like, nah, dude, it should be ducks. And we never did anything. But like a little bit later, a conversation's happening, and he's like, dude, somebody started a ducks on Luna. We're too late. And I was pissed. I'm like, fuck them. But it's cool. I still kind of like their art. It fucking sucks that we didn't get to be a part of it. And I didn't know all along that he had been working on this, his idea. He'd never told me it was an actual project and stuff. Here we are, I don't know how many months later, and people get a chance to see what, you know, he had been working on for a long time. And the community is where he wanted to be after him and I got rugged together so many times in other really shitty places on Binance. So it makes sense, man. I love that this all came together, and, you know, welcome to space. I love guys like Wizard. You know, Wizard, by the way, I think that I need to do a giveaway for some Barefoot Rabbits soon. So maybe I'll announce that and put it up on a tweet here in a minute.
Yeah, you don't have to sweat it. I understand. Like, you got tons of people hitting you up, man. So I never, like, sweat it, like, unlike you and me. You know what I mean? I just talk about Stone Ducks because I wanted to, like, mint one, but I just wanted to make sure my funds weren't, like, going to, like, someone's pocket, you know what I mean, and then just running away.
No, hell yeah. No, that's it. I love that. And that's one of the things about the Terra community is that people actually care. Like, people want to protect each other. And, like, you're not just asking for yourself. You're asking for your community, too, because, Wizard, you have more people, you know, that you're connected to that are going to be like, dude, Barefoot Rabbits and Stone Ducks and you know, Genesis Wolf or Hellcats, you know, these are all amazing projects. They're all on Luna. And they're all doing amazing things, and they all have different roadmaps and different visions. And to support them equally from different chains, different communities is one of the best things we can do. So happy to have you up here, bro. Man, welcome, and thank you again for your questions. I really appreciate them.
Yay.
Next, do we have? I know there was somebody else, and I talked way too long, so I might have scared away somebody else who had a question. But if anybody
jump. Do we have to jump soon too? Because like we have to get ready for public, bro.
Oh shit! I sorry, dude. Yeah, I'm a little bit higher than I should be, so I might be going too long. So I'm not really too high. I'm just joking. I'm just perfect. But what I'm saying is, we should probably. I have to do another giveaway.
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't know if my man Turtle is available to do another roll, or I can do it. I can use it. Can you do it for me, Turtle? Another duck.
The same tweet.
Yes, if you would, sir. Just make sure it's not Sarah again. She can't win both. No hating. And Nowhere Art can't win it either. I don't want to have to give them. Go back. Disconnect, reconnect.
I'm going to roll the joint real quick.
Yes, I'm going to do that.
I just took two dabs, boys. Let's go.
Hell yeah. That's right.
Hey, let's fucking go.
Terra Cultivator, I've seen you in here. I think you're down.
Yeah, Terra Cultivator.
He's been a big supporter of Stone Duck, so I'm happy to see him win.
I am super happy to see him win, and I'm about to mint his duck here in just a second. And show him which one he's getting. So give me a second.
If you want to come up and say anything, you can. If not, you don't have to. No pressure.
He might not be able to talk. He might be able to. We don't know. Terra Cultivator, I have seen him around. I've seen him. He's been a good supporter. So I'm glad to see that name win, man. Thanks for joining the spaces, bro. And we're about to go public. Hey, go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I was just going to probably lead in the same thing you were. If you don't have any more questions, I think Don and I might hop off to get ready for public. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say, you guys. You already drew the winner. I'm going to post their duck here, and it has a little friend on his shoulder. This is beautiful.
Go ahead.
Nope.
I was going to say one last thing before we hop off. Don't forget that I'm giving away my TMNT one of one just because I don't feel right holding it. Look out for that. And then Jedi might be doing something similar.
Jedi is going to do it. I think we should do an auction. I'll give it away if the community wants. Maybe we can put it up to a vote to the community. Like
maybe with the Angel Protocol.
If we give it to Angel, right? So if we do the donation to Angel, you give once, you give forever. And I'm sure that if we could raffle it, put it up on auction on Nowhere Art and let it go up for auction and people can bid on it. And the final bid, the winner goes to Angel, and then Angel that'll be an endowment for in perpetuity, whatever the final raise is.
Nice.
I'm cool with that. Whatever.
I am down with that 100%, my friends. And you guys, Terra Cultivator.
Hey, what's up, bro? I finally figured out my phone.
Congrats,
my
man. Congrats.
I'm stoked. I minted my six. Now I guess I got another one. I got to hit public pretty soon.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, dude, I just posted a picture of him. He's got a red hat and a little green frog on his shoulder, bro.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't mint any cool with friends yet. That's cool.
Yeah, dude. That's a
Mr. Frog trait from Skeleton Punks because we teamed up with that sub-community.
Nice.
Made them a special trait.
That's cool, man. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I've been following you guys since the beginning. Awesome roadmap. This is the first Terra Mint that I'm like fully aped into, and you know, got some fun set aside for public. So we're gonna go big.
Yeah, buddy.
That's nice. Let's go.
Awesome, Terra Cultivator. I sent you a DM, and then I'll send one to Sarah and grab your guys' wallets, and then I will send you your ducks here shortly when I am not on a space. Because last time I tried to send something while I was on spaces, I sent it to the wrong wallet, and somebody got. Like I sent like three NFTs to the same wallet. I was trying to send out caffeine cups and I fired like two to the same person and it was just a shit show. It doesn't matter. I was like, okay, people just took the extra cool ones, you know. But I think that's it. I think we have to let these guys go get to work because they have an awesome mint that's happening. Wait, mate, if you guys have it, I did see one last Savage.
Yo, can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, speak.
Hey, buddies, I got a question about the public sale. Is it going to be after like 7 days when the mint is done? Because I heard you guys, the mint's going to last for 7 days, right?
Yes, sir. Yes. We spoke about it. Like eventually we would stretch it to 2 weeks, but yeah.
So after, after 7 days. I'm talking about the secondary market. So it's going to be like just after mint, right? 7 days from now?
Correct.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, I don't think it's going longer than 7 days. Yeah.
All right. I'm pretty confident. Congrats, guys. Just carry on. Looks awesome. Terra is the shit anyways, so let's go.
Thanks for your support.
You betcha, guys.
Thanks, Savage. Appreciate you. I just gave Savage a follow back. Make sure you guys follow anybody that's up here speaking. follow Barefoot Rabbits, Terra Cultivator. Don't forget to follow, of course, Turtle, the founder of the Stone Ducks of Luna Club. There's a lot of good peeps here. Happy, so thankful that you guys have all joined us today. I don't have anything else unless you guys do, my favorite turtle and stone duck friends.
I'm good. I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah. Thank you for having us, man. And awesome. Yeah, see you soon.
Thanks, guys. May the only thing higher than the Jedi be your portfolio. Till next time. Peace.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the pre-mint SDLC 420 space on 420, hosted by the DeFi Jedi. Recorded on Wednesday, April 20th, 2022. That's 420. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Have you heard about the new Terra Invest Strategy Discord server Orbital Command spun up? If you're looking for a chill place to chat about different Luna stacking strategies, or looking for some alpha, or if you're trying to find the best UST farms, or even if you just have a quick question you need answered, be sure to stop by TIS and say hi to the Orbital Command gang. Hell, I'm even in there sometimes when I'm not editing hours of CeFi spaces. You can find me in that server chatting about NFTs and answering basic Terra Luna questions. The link to the server is in the show notes, and for more information, check out orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Let me get my feet wet, tiptoe on the scene. So fresh, so clean. Andre, that's me. Giant with the rhymes, and I play with the beats. Plus, I'm feeling extra mighty after puffing the green. I'll give them something to see, a full moon. Selling wolf tickets to me, I'm no fool. But let me get a seat at the table, that's too true. I've been hungry as can be with two spoons. My city don't want me here. There's reasons they don't like me, cause I've been had skill, and that is clear. It's TAIYADYE. Let me bomb this, I'm feeling so atomic. Got the chronic, so you know what I'm on. It's up. Weed is harmless, got ice up in my bong, so that means I'm always frosty like Sub Zero. I'm stuck.
It's a good thing I live where I can keep smoking. We don't give a fuck about weed here in Oregon. I'm rapping from the home of legalized drug use. 1 gram, 2 grams, sipping on that bug juice. Waiting on a never-ending story from the plug. Texting like 911, I need a hug. Like Nate Dogg said, I'm smoking weed every day. And I ain't the type to buy drugs and never pay. Delivering like Ritalin, some medicine is Slytherin. Hypno, psychotypical, the rest is hit or miss. Uppers and downers, I like it in the middle. Yo, I'm fitted for the mission, no matter where we finna go. I'm driven like a purist, I like it pure as a driven snow. Tripping on the cure just to let the people know.